mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now. The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholo Simwinga. The headlines: Siakalima urges learners to let the Bible guide them to kindness and greatness. ZAM fears tax uncertainty risks illicit trade industrial slowdown. Police fire rubber bullets at Madagascar protesters reject presidential promises, and FARS holds first ever referees assessment course. And now the news in detail. The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says adjustments to excise tax on alcohol and tobacco introduced in 2025 created uncertainty. ZAM President Ashu Saga says the sudden and unpredictable changes discourage reinvestment and may fuel illicit trade, posing a severe threat to both public health and national revenue in 2026. He says the current excise duty regime is a primary driver of the problem, notably the ad valorem system for spirits and inflation-linked hikes for tobacco create market distortion and uncertainty. The ZAM president therefore recommends predictable, phased and industry-aligned reforms that will support both revenue mobilization and continued investment. He says the introduction of the minimum alternative tax smart in 2025 based on turnover rather than profit poses challenges for capital-intensive industries with narrow margins.
So a lot, I think, is being done, but the problem is we may be in a situation where certain industries are being taxed out of, their production volumes will not grow if these taxes are too high. So let's see, we're hoping to have a discussion around this, hopefully to have some of the taxes that were introduced in strike at a higher level, or at least managed in a very predictive manner.
The Alliance Against Corruption has acknowledged and appreciates the efforts made by the current government to combat corruption. Alliance Executive Director Advocate Noel Chisebe has noted that those who previously held public office and abused their position for personal gain are now facing justice. He says the number of individuals convicted and imprisoned for corruption-related offences serves as a testament to government's resolve to hold accountable those who store public resources. Mr. Chisebe has emphasized that the fight against corruption is not selective, rather it targets those who have deliberately abused their positions of power and authority.
Public officials, including those in government ministries, have a duty to account for public resources under their stewardship. Any claims of selectivity should be seen in the context of addressing systemic corruption and ensuring accountability for those who have violated the public trust. To current public officials, including those in the judiciary, executive and legislative branches, we serve a clear warning. Your time in office is not an opportunity to enrich yourselves at the expense of the public.
The Department of Immigration has continued its countrywide operations aimed at enforcing compliance with immigration laws, resulting in 120 apprehensions across the country between 6th and 8th of October 2025. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshika says Lusaka Regional Immigration Office on Tuesday 7th of October conducted a routine operation in Kamwala South, Livala South, Kabwata and Chilenje areas. Mr. Nshika says the operation led to the apprehension of 27 individuals, including 24 Burundians, 2 Congolese and 1 Rwandan, all aged between 18 and 30 years. He says they were found trading without valid immigration permits. 5 Burundian nationals were released after producing proof of their lawful immigration status, while the remaining 22 are detained at Kamlanga Police Station awaiting prosecution and further immigration formalities.
Meanwhile, in Eastern Province, the Sindamisala Immigration Office in the early hours of Monday, 6th October 2025, apprehended 5 undocumented Ethiopian nationals aged between 18 and 35 for illegal entry. Their group was discovered in a bush within Vubui district, where it is believed they had been abandoned by a driver of a Toyota vehicle registration number ALL138 found parked nearby. Officers had initially encountered the driver, who claimed the vehicle had broken down. However, upon further patrols, the officers discovered a group of undocumented Ethiopians, and upon returning to the vehicle, found that the driver had escaped. The Ethiopians are currently detained at Namusoche Correctional Facility in Chipata, pending prosecution.
Namwala Member of Parliament Mono Mapani has called for the delimitation process for his district, saying Namwala has 16 wards and 4 chieftains within the wards. He says some constituencies are even smaller than one ward out of 16 wards, but when it comes to receive money from government, they are all given the same amounts. Mr. Mapani says this calls for the reason why they are advocating for people to understand that every citizen needs a share of the national cake through delimitation.
So this is the reason why we have been advocating, crying for the people to understand that every citizen in this country counts. Every citizen in this country wants to be felt. Every citizen in this country wants to share the national cake evenly. But we can only do that when we actually delimitate these constituencies through opening the constitution and have it amended. And this is the only way we can do it. But people want politicizing things that don't make sense.
Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has called on learners to uphold values of faith, hope and love for one another. Mr. Yakalima has described the values as essential pillars for personal growth and national transformation. He has noted that values-based living empowers youth to become responsible citizens capable of making a difference in Zambia and beyond. Mr. Yakalima says learners have many opportunities to learn and grow and to dream big through faith and hard work. They can achieve anything they set their mind to. Mr. Yakalima has encouraged learners to cultivate the habit of reading the Bible, describing it not only as not only an ordinary book, but as a living guide that teaches kindness,